point of view.
Monday to Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m.
So we just spoke a short while ago to the Undertakers, Southern African Chamber of Undertakers. They're complaining about load shedding, but we've been here before where hospitals, healthcare workers are also complaining about load shedding, just really talking about how much they are requesting that they be exempted as hospitals. On the line with us is Dr. Mvuyisi Mzukwa, who is a South African Medical Association chairperson. Dr. Mzukwa, thanks for your time. Good evening.
Good evening to you and to your listeners, and thanks for inviting me.
Dr. Mzukwa, let me just quickly ask if you're okay. We know that you had a personal incident not so long ago, and you were attacked. Are you fine now?
Yes, I'm fine now. Thank you so much. I've come back to work, and I've resumed all my duties.
Okay.
Thank you.
So you, as the Southern African Medical Association, are requesting that hospitals be exempt from load shedding. Just elaborate on that.
Thank you so much for that. This was prompted by calls from our members and members of the profession, you know, including some who, like Professor Mohammed, who started a petition, you know, to say that hospitals must be exempted from load shedding. This comes at the time, you know, when we just came out of the pandemic, and you will understand that it has caused so much damage to the elective surgeries and stuff like that. But the problem now is that now that we have gone up the ladder in terms of the schedules, now you're talking schedule 5, schedule 6, now that takes longer. And, you know, even those procedures that are considered emergency procedures, they are affected because now you can't take the patient to theatre. There's no reliability of power. And, you know, this would include stab wounds like stab heart or else, you know, things like emergency cesarean section, babies that are kept in the incubators, you know, vaccines and also medication like insulin, you know, for diabetes. They can't be in a hot environment. They need that cold chain. So that is where it is affecting us, you know, in terms of the healthcare delivery.
Do we not generally use generators in the hospital, or are these overworked and it's just expensive to run?
Yes, you are correct. We do use generators, but what we have noted now is that they take time to kick in, or they don't even kick in at all. And the other problem is that we find ourselves having problems with the budget, because you'd understand that if you use generators, then you need diesel, and that diesel is taken from the hospital budget, and it was not budgeted for. So it will take it away from the budget of the hospital and or healthcare institution, and that causes problems because it will affect, you know, delivery of services in other areas in the healthcare system.
Dr. Mzukwa, I understand that there are provisions for institutions like hospitals if you apply for that exemption. Has the association considered that?
Well, that is what we are pushing the Department of Health to do. And we are glad to know that the Department of Health has, the minister has released a statement to say that he actually has commissioned senior officials in the department to liaise with the Department of State-owned Enterprises, so that they can work on a plan, you know, to exclude hospitals from load shedding. But we hope that they are not going to drag their feet in trying to do that, because time is not on our side.
Yeah, I mean, I find this interesting because I also understand that there are those who already are exempted. So there are some politicians and very important people who are already exempted. I don't think it's a very complicated thing to do. Why is it taking so long?
It's not complicated at all. And we ask ourselves the question, who is important here? Is it a sick patient or a healthy politician? I think that's where we are. And we don't believe that we should be, you know, further jeopardizing the health of the most vulnerable. So we believe that it is doable. How they're going to do it, they will have to find a way. I don't think it's complicated. I think, if you have a will, it's going to be, it's doable.
In the meantime, what are the hospital's, short-term plans?
Well, in the meantime, we continue using generators and stuff like that. But like I said, it affects, how the flow of the healthcare delivery. Mm-hmm. And, other complications are that of delays and stuff like that. But now we are adding on the backlog that has been there for some time, due to COVID-19. You remember that we've been postponing elective surgery, yes, and stuff like that, yeah, because of the pandemic. And now you're on top of that, you're adding this load shedding problem. So that's where we are.
What do you think would have to happen? Do you think we would have to quantify, lives lost and be clear that actually this is the damage? Do you think that's when people will listen?
That is the promise that has been made in that statement by the Department of Health, that they think they need to quantify the damage that has already happened. And I believe there is that damage that has already happened. So I think transparency and honesty would assist, in bringing back the trust that is lost between government and communities.
All right. Thank you so much. We'll keep an eye on the story. Dr. Mvuyisi Mzukwa, South African Medical Association chairperson.
Kaya Talk. Monday to Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m.